The plan comes from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Cleanup crews would scoop up the ash and put it in the same pit it came from, but the pit's been reinforced with concrete. What the plan doesn't call for, though, is a liner to make sure no metals leach into groundwater. Tennessee law and even the EPA's new proposed coal ash rules require liners. Craig Zeller is the project manager for the EPA. He says because this pit isn't new or expanding, it doesn't have to comply with the rules. Plus, he says, water testing in the area shows there's no problem with leaching.
If in the future it does show that we need to add a groundwater remediation piece to this, we will.
Adding a liner after the fact could be difficult and expensive. The new cleanup project will take 4 years and cost $268 million. For the Environment Report, I'm Tanya Ott.